Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
So Greg Laurie took us in behind the scenes because he went for the National Day of Prayer. He was invited to go there. And the president invited them to dinner into the White House, and you got a chance to walk around. I'm not going to say much about it. I'm going to let Greg take you on the tour of what takes place. I mean, everything's changing in Washington, D.C. Take a look.
I had a very exciting time last week going to our nation's capital and visiting the White House. So that was a lot of fun. So I have a few pictures I brought back, you know. So here's the White House from the outside, very familiar sight. We've all seen it from the outside. I'm inside the White House here. This is my friend, Pastor Jack Graham. He did a beautiful prayer the next day, the National Day of Prayer, Thursday, in the Rose Garden. Jack really is the guy who invited me to come to Texas for Harvest America at the AT&T Stadium. He's a good friend, so there he is. And this is the Faith Advisory Board. There's about 40 of us that have the privilege of serving and being able to pray for and offer advice to the president and the administration. This is a funny picture because we all just grabbed this, but look at how our ties are like the colors of the rainbow. I put this on social media and someone asked, did you guys coordinate this ahead of time? Yes. No, we didn't. Dr. Dobson, are you going yellow today? No. So there's Dr. Dobson on the right, Jack Graham next to him, Ronnie Floyd, and then me. So you got blue, pink, green, and yellow. How do you like that? That's inside the White House. This was a beautiful string section from the Marine Corps that was playing when you walked in. Any Marines out there? Yeah, these guys are good, too. Go back to the photo. Yeah, thank you. So they were playing, and I wouldn't be so, you know, presumptuous as to ask them to stop and pose, but one of the White House aides said, would you like to get a photo with them? I said, well, sure. And so they all stopped and smiled. It was very nice. So, and they're incredible musicians. Okay, next shot. This is Rens Priebus, who is the chief of staff. And I talked to him, and he told me he listens to our radio program all the time. That was kind of surprising to me. So, and here's some more of the guys from the advisory board that were there for the meeting. And I think this may be the last shot. Let's go to the next one. And there's the Capitol building. Beautiful shot from a distance. Okay, so here's what happened. I was asked to be in this board, right? I told you about this before. And I didn't know what it would entail or when we would meet. Well, finally, we got a notice. And it was like about not even a week out. You're invited to the National Day of Prayer at the White House. Well, listen, the National Day of Prayer has not been observed in the White House for 8 years. Okay, this is important. Now, let me explain. President Obama did issue a decree telling Americans to observe it, but there was nothing in the White House. There was before, but there wasn't for 8 years, and it was back in the White House again, so I wanted to go to that. And then I got another notice right on the heels of it. You're invited to have dinner with the president on Wednesday night. So I said, yes? Okay. So we got there, and it was very exciting. I didn't know what it was going to be, but, you know, you go through all the security, obviously. And then you finally get into the grounds. And once you're in, you're in, you know. And so we're standing there in the White House. And they take us into this small little dining room, and there are little tables. We would sit, maybe seven of us at a table, and each table had a member of the administration with us. Now, Jack Graham and Franklin Graham, they got the president, but I didn't do bad. I sat with the vice president and his wife, and so. And by the way, Vice President Pence, very nice man, strong believer. As you've heard, and Dr. Dobson was there as well, and some others, James Robinson. And so then the president got up and spoke to us for a while, and then we heard from a few others. The vice president spoke as well. And then Stephen Curtis Chapman was there, And he's saying, and I, the best seat, he literally was right in front of me. So I just turned my seat around and pulled my iPhone out and filmed it. And if you want to see it, it's all on my social media. Go to my Facebook page, my Instagram page. I put his whole song up there, and it was fantastic. And then, so, you know, it's kind of wrapping up, and we're told the president might have to leave after a few minutes. He ends up hanging out with us for like 3 hours. It just went on and on. I think he was having a good time. So then we're done with dinner. And by the way, the meal was fantastic. My wife said, what did you eat? Okay. So we had a wonderful salad to start. I'm forgetting what kind. I think it was a shrimp salad, a little bit of steak, small little steak, vegetables, a dessert, sort of a chocolate mousse thing. I don't know if you care, but some people ask me this. So, but it was a great meal. And so we're all done, and then the president stands up and says, okay, would any of you like to go see the Lincoln bedroom? We're like, what? Yes. So I think this is outside of protocol, because normally people are not taken up to the second floor where the family has their private quarters. So there's like, he's leading us, telling us about the paintings on the wall, and we're 40 of us are going up the stairs. We were reduced to being like little children. We're just like, all of us were excited, of course, and we're walking down the hallway, and there's portraits of presidents and first ladies, and then we go into the Lincoln bedroom, and there's this large bed. I'm not sure if the president ever slept there, President Lincoln, but it was, and then there's a desk, and this is where President Lincoln wrote the Gettysburg Address. Like, what, you know? And then there's a portrait of him on the wall, and President Trump said, that was President Lincoln's favorite portrait of himself. Then we're all just standing there, he's taking it in. He says, it's cool, huh? We're all like, yeah, it's totally cool. So then we came back downstairs, and the little Marine Corps string section was playing still. Oh, one other thing. We went out on the Truman balcony, and you can see the Washington Monument. Beautiful night. And the president's taking selfies with people. I mean, this was like crazy. It was, and I talked to a few that had been there before. Dr. Dobson's been to the White House a number of times. He knew President Reagan pretty well. And he said, I've never seen anything like this before. You know, so even he was amazed. So that was just a fantastic night. The next day, we're in the Rose Garden. Stephen Curtis Chapman sings again. He sang the Lord's Prayer. That's posted on my social media if you want to see it. And then Pastor Jack prayed, others prayed. It was just an amazing time.
That's so exciting, seeing an inside view of what's taking place. And you think about it, for eight years, President Obama did not have that in the White House. But there was Ishtar dinners.
Oh, yes.
For Islam. And there was the Muslim Brotherhood, you know, coming in part of the even Homeland Security Advisory, which is the antithesis of Christianity, you know, because Christianity says Jesus Christ is the Son of God. When you see Naftali in Israel, our unofficial field reporter, he's a believer in the Messiah. Jesus Christ is the Messiah. He's a Messianic Jew. He loves Jesus. He loves Israel. He loves his fellow Jews. He's Jewish. And so this is a big deal. I mean, the fact that they're inviting, you know, Christianity, and I can't wait. We're going to still do it, even though it's not Easter. We're going to bring you Easter from the White House. It was like Disneyland is Easter in regards to all this cabinet officials sitting down reading books to children, and they're hiding eggs. The whole White House lawn was just covered with just celebration.
Beautiful.
It was very beautiful. It was like it was picture perfect, the way that Easter used to be, you know, with families and all that. And so that was in the White House. I mean, God saw the White House celebrating his son's resurrection day.
I don't think in all history of American politics and presidency, there's ever been that many Christians inside the personal residence of the president.
You remember,
you know, there's prayer there. You know, there had to be prayer.
Well, you remember the Lord told me in October the 3rd, 2016, he told me before that whoever the president was going to be, it was going to be a friend of the church and friend of Christians. But in October 3rd, he told me it's going to be President Donald Trump. He's going to be the president. And what he showed me with him being president was that he was going to invite everybody into the White House. It's the people's house. So the place was just packed out with every person, citizen you could imagine. I was shocked about
every background, right?
Yeah, everybody was coming in, and it was just so welcome. And he's like your uncle or something. They say, come on in, take a look at this. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's it just feels, it's been so long since normal's been around. It's like, we're just grateful, you know, for normal.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.